Again, it's a great joy to be with you here this morning, especially on this Good Shepherd Sunday, a special Sunday for all of us who are shepherds, your two priests, myself as an auxiliary bishop. And Jesus uses this image of the Good Shepherd because he desires to reveal the intimacy of the relationship that he wants to have with us. Jesus desires an intimate, personal relationship with us. Sometimes we miss this image because we're not used to it. We don't see many shepherds around, at least not here in Edina. But once a friend of mine who had spent some time in the Holy Land told me a story that helps to capture the reality of this image. He was walking with an Arab man near Bethlehem, a friend of his, and they came upon several shepherds, and their sheep were all grazing in the same pasture. And my friend said to his friend, who was an Arab, he said, you know, this is such a powerful image for me to see this, because Jesus, he talked so much about sheep and their shepherds in the gospel. And he said, well, come over, we'll talk to the shepherds. So they went over, and he translated into Arabic for my friend. And one of the shepherds said to my friend, he said, well, why don't you call the sheep? So my friend said, here, sheep, come here, sheep. And the sheep, they looked up, and then they went back to their eating. And then the shepherd said one word in his language, whatever that word was, and his particular 20 sheep got up and came over and formed a line behind him. Because the sheep know their shepherd, and the shepherd knows his sheep. And Jesus takes that even further. Because he says, I'm the shepherd who will lay down my life for my sheep. Why does Jesus lay down his life for us? Because he wants to save and protect us. And here we see how important it is to have a good shepherd. Because what is it that Jesus has saved us from? Well, of course, he saved us from the evil of sin and death. That's why he laid down his life. He knew that the one thing that could rob life from us was sin and death. And he desired to give us, as he said in the gospel, abundant life. And so he laid down his life, becoming our good shepherd, inviting us to follow him to eternal life. But you see, the image says not just something about Jesus, it says something about us who we're called to be. If we are in fact to be the sheep of Jesus, it means we have to learn his voice. Not only does he know us, but we're called to know him. And in fact, we have to learn to discern his voice. Out of all the other voices that we might hear in the world, how do we hear Jesus' voice? In fact, Jesus warns us pretty sternly in today's gospel that there are other voices, not just the voice of the Good Shepherd, but in fact, there's the voice of the thief. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. My brothers and sisters, if we're honest about the world in which we live, we realize that there are other voices, and that the voice of the enemy of God is a powerful voice in our culture. And he has a plan for the sheep, just as the Good Shepherd has a plan for the sheep. And unless we learn to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and to discern his voice and be willing to follow him, then in fact we will go the way that the thief wants us to go, who desires to lead us astray. My brothers and sisters, this is why it is essential, not optional, essential that every Christian have a daily prayer life. It's not an added extra, like, you know, if you want to be a really good Christian, you have to have a prayer life. No, it's actually essential. Why? Well, when do you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? Is it only for an hour on Sunday? It's not enough. We listen to hundreds of voices throughout our day. Lots of voices coming from all different sources. When do we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? When do we set aside time and not focus on anything else except trying to hear his voice? And unless you have 10 or 15 or 20 or even 30 minutes, at least 10, where you would sit down and read the Bible every day, spend some time in silence, asking yourself what the Good Shepherd is saying to you, how else will I hear his voice? Of course, I can hear his voice in many other ways, but to really follow him, I have to learn to attune my ear to him. And that means I have to spend time listening to him. You know, one of the blessings about the pandemic that we are in the midst of, and there will be many silver linings as we come out of this, one of the blessings is that it provides time to form new habits. People say it takes about 30 days to form a new habit. And all of us have a completely different way of living right now than we did just 6 weeks ago. What an opportunity to put into your daily life 10, 15, 20 minutes of silent prayer, where you read God's word and reflect upon it. We got at least 2 weeks left in the stay-at-home order. Get 2 weeks of a good habit under your belt. I promise you, if you do this, it will change your life. Brothers and sisters, we're living in difficult times. The whole world has been affected by this pandemic, and it will continue to be affected. And we don't know how long the insecurity in which we are currently living is going to last, and we don't know how deep the insecurity will go. But we do know that we have a good shepherd who, as we read in the psalm today, wants to guide us in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. With your rod and your staff, you give me courage. If we learn to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, if we learn to enter into that real, intimate, personal relationship with him so he can speak to our hearts, then whatever dark valley we will pass through, he will be with us. I just want to close by reading to you a short passage from a letter that once Saint Teresa of Calcutta wrote to her sisters. It speaks so beautifully of what a person who has a relationship with the Good Shepherd is like. Remember, she didn't write this to lay people. She wrote this to her religious sisters. And here's what she said. Jesus wants me to tell you again, especially in this Holy Week, how much is the love he has for each one of you, beyond all you can imagine. I worry some of you still have not really met Jesus one-to-one, you and Jesus alone. We may spend time in the chapel, but have you seen with the eyes of your soul how he looks at you with love? Do you really know the living Jesus? Not from books, but from being with him in your heart. Have you heard the loving words he speaks to you? Ask for the grace. He is longing simply to give it. My brothers and sisters, This is our good shepherd. He wants to speak to your heart. Have you heard the loving words he speaks to you? Do you know the voice of the good shepherd? Will you do the hard work to spend time getting to know him and to discern his voice so that you can follow him? Then he'll be with you in whatever dark valley you pass.